treifa. Rashi says it means hayadi azozla treifu. Maybe let's be afraid. That's a treifa. Rashi says the bishleim hachtelishem, the one that's brought for a korban. Bodikle, it could be that we could check it out after shchita. Elachaver, but the one that's sent over the cliff, you don't make a shchita there. You can't check it out. So how is it kosher? Let's be afraid. Maybe it's a treifa. And the pasuk says shnei sirim, mashma, both have to be fit to be used. So both of them have to be not treifus. So elamai the chur v'samechan roiv. Elalav isn't the answer mishum diarmina, because we say zil basaruba. You have a right to be told that this animal is from the roiv and rov are not treifus. So Mor says v'chitem, maybe again my nafkulon minot the chur. What's the difference? Maybe punk the soya that goes lazozil could even be a treifum. Again, it's not a carbon. You don't eat from it. So maybe it doesn't bother us that it's a treifa. Maybe true, we have a good suffix, because we don't go bas roiv, and still it's kosher. So Mora says, no, the klal is, ho'ein goyru kaveya lazozel, ele bedov ha'roi l'shem. At first we have to bring shnei serum, two serum here. And then we make a goyru, and what the goyru says, chad l'shem and chad l'zozel. But the shat is at the beginning, both of them have to be fit to be l'shem even. And to be l'shem, that's a korban, it has to be, that's not a treifa. If so, if later on it'll be a treifa, it was botulam afreya. So how we have a semich on the shnei sirim, one we cannot check out, elamai, it must be, so we go basarayv. So Mora says, v'chitei, maybe you tell me no, to bakinilei. Maybe Rashi says, it means after you throw him over the cliff, we check out the animal to make sure it was not a treifa. So Mora says, no, v'yotnan, we learned, that lehoye magia, lamach tishar, that this chad lazozel used to throw it over the cliff, and it would roll down a mountain. Now when it got only halfway down the mountain, achinase vorme vorm, like mamash split up into pieces. Rashi says, basule matzi bodikle, you can't check it out anymore. But by the time we find it down there, it's broken into pieces, you can't tell if it was broken michaim or was broken lachamisa. So it comes out, the one lazozel you can never check out. So again, how will we say with the sense of kosher or the shnei sirim? It must be again another proof that he go bas arayv. So here is another proof that he go bas arayv. Rav Moriam or Mori says like this: ask, you will learn out the klal of roiv mi make oviv imoy. If a son hits his mother or father, he makes the chabur, he makes them bleed. That the Yom Rachman, the Torah says katlei, that if a son hits his father and makes him bleed, we kill him, we give him isa. Now the question is, v'lechesh, let's be afraid, dil malav ovivu. Maybe this is not his real father. Like, true, we know who his mother is, but how do we know that the mother became pregnant from this father? Maybe with somebody else? El, it must be, lav mishum d'armin, is because that we say, lav mishum d'armin, zil basa ruba, we go basa as ruba d'lesa kamon, and the roiv is that for roiv bilois achrabal. So most probably if she was married to this man, to the husband, so even if we have a chash, maybe she lived with somebody else once, but still roiv the majority of her bias, but with her husband. So we have a suffix who the son came from. That's a roiv tells us it came from the father. So therefore we kill the son. Because otherwise, we should always have a doubt, maybe the father is not the real father. So how do we kill the son for hitting his father? So Mora says, what's the proof? Mimai. Maybe when the Torah says we kill the son, maybe the Torah is only talking about a case where they locked up this man with a husband and wife. They locked him up. And Mela, we know for sure she did not live with anybody else. She only lived with her husband. And then she's there for 10 months, and she gives birth there, so we know for sure that this is the husband. Maybe it is the only case the Torah says to kill the son if he hits his father. But in other places, maybe not, because he don't go bas arayv, maybe. So Mora says, no, still, even if they be locked up in jail together, still, the svara is, ein apetropos larois. Nobody could watch over for Royis, meaning to say, there's always a slight chance that maybe she has nus with somebody else. Even though they're locked up in jail, maybe, even in the Beis HaSurim, maybe she has nus with somebody else there. That's the lesson of Ein Apotropos, nobody could watch her for the Yisar Royis. So not that it's a vadesh live with somebody else, but it's a slight chance maybe, so still, how do we kill the son? It should always be a suffix, maybe that's not really your father. And Lamai, we go bus arrive. Rav Bilas Achrabal, so because the Rav tells us this is really his father. That's another proof we go about the Rav. Toys asked a question, could you admire? Another question here, maybe it's not as Rav, but we go about the Chazaka, The Mesam, she would not live with anybody else. Right, then the Gemara says, Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, Asya mehoriges anefesh. Bring another proof. The Torah says, if somebody kills another person, so we give the murderer Misa. The Yom Rachman, the Torah says, Katle, if Reuven kills Shimon, the Torah says to kill Reuven, if he has Edim. The question is, Valechish, let's be afraid, do him a treifa heavy. Maybe when Reuven killed Shimon, maybe Shimon was a treifa, he would have died anyway. Says, like Rashi says, the Gavri Ketilakot, he killed a dead person. So with that, you're not chayiv misa. So how do we ever kill Reuven when he killed Shimon? Maybe Shimon was a treifa. El Olav isn't the answer, Mishum Nirmina. We say, Zil Basa Reuven, you have to go after Rav. And Rav people are not treifas. So therefore, Menastam, if Reuven killed Shimon, we'll kill Reuven. The Chita, maybe again, you can tell me, no, Tibat Kinilei. The only time the Torah says to kill Reuven, the murderer, if afterwards we give like an autopsy to Shimon, and to make sure he was not a treifa. Someone says, that's not Mastavro. How come Menavel? You'll be Menavel, you're doing a disgusting thing to him. It's not nice. It's not nice to cut open a mace. So it is the right. It's also to make an autopsy. You don't stop cut open a mace. Someone says, maybe no. The Chitem, maybe you'll say over here it's different. Mishum Ibn Nishoma Dahai Nanavlo. Maybe here it's a question, should we kill the murderer or not? We don't know. So in order like to save the murderer, not to kill him, maybe this should be had to a purpose to make an autopsy on the mace. To check it out to make sure that he wasn't a treifer. Like maybe when we check him out, we'll find he is a treifer, and that will save the murderer. So maybe in order to save the murderer's life, we have a right to make an autopsy. Samora says, no, still it won't help you. Even if you make an autopsy, still. For the Echish, let's be afraid. Shema b'mokam sayif nekev hevi. Still it's never possible to check it out. In the case where you killed somebody, you stabbed him. So lady, even if we check it out, maybe in that place where he stabbed him, there was a hole there before, and really was a treifa, and you can never check it out. So how does the Torah ever say to kill a murderer? Elamai, it must be, we go bust a rave. There's another proof that we go bust a rave. And it's even rave, we kill people on a rave. Ravina Marina said, another Torah says, ask, you learn it out, Adam Zimmerman. From the parish of Adam Zimmerman. There were two Adam say something, and Bezdin Paskins according to them, that another two Edom come and say about the first pair, Imanu Yisem, hold it, Bezdin, you can't paskin. Those two Edom don't know what they're talking about. They were with us at that time that they say they saw the Maisa. What's the cloud here? The Yom Rachman of Terah says that Sisim Loi Kashes Omam. That these two Edom wanted to have Reuven killed, so instead of killing Reuven, we kill these two Edom. The question is, Velech, just be afraid, Til Mahach the Asidu Bey, Trefevi. These two Edom said Edis that Reuven killed somebody. So therefore, they wanted to have Reuven killed, so instead of killing Reuven, we kill them. But let's be afraid, maybe the person they want to kill Reuven is a treifer anyway. So they only want to kill a treifer, so without Kasha Zaman, we can't kill them. Maybe they're not treifers. El Olav isn't the answer, Mishum Dimina, that we say, Zil Basa Ruba. Go Basa Roy, rogue people in the world are not treifers. So therefore, most probably when the Edom Zaymimim wanted to have Reuven killed, Reuven was not a treifer. So therefore, Kasha Zaman says, whatever you want to do to them, we do back to you. So therefore, Taka will kill the two Edom. So verse says, maybe no. Vichitem, maybe there, Tibakin and Lei, that we check him out. Like, clear the Havaminer is that the two Edom had Reuven killed already. So after he's dead, we can check him out. So verse says, that's not true. But Tanya, we learned. But Tanya, Rebbe says, Loi Horgo Nehorgim, that if the two Edom wanted to have Reuven killed, and Bezdin did not kill Reuven yet, as Kasha Zom of Loi Kasha Rosa, then Taka we have the two Edom killed. But Horgu, in the case where the first Psak was that Reuven killed, and Bezdin killed Reuven already, that's called Kasha Zom of Loi Kasha Rosa, then Ein Horgim, then we did not kill the two Edom. So we only killed the two Edom when Reuven is still alive. If Reuven is still alive, we cannot check him out to make sure he's a treifer, or not. So how do you ever kill the Edom Zemimim? Maybe the person that's alive, Reuven, is a treifa. If so, they wanted to kill a treifa, so Kasha Zomim would be, they want to kill a dead person, not a live person. So we can't kill the Edom. Maybe they're alive, maybe they're not treifas. Elamai, we go bus arrive. Tzichlam is another proof, we go bus arrive. Ravashi says, Asya Meshchita. Learn out, Atzma, learn out for Hilchashchita. The Yom Rachman Atarah says, Shochet B'yochol. You'll have to shecht an animal, then you're not eat from the meat. I, Velechus, just be afraid, Shema v'mokim nekev kashochet. We know one of the treifas are, there's a hole in the veshet, That makes the kuvas aveshet b'mashu. If there's a hole in the veshet in the food pipe, it's a treifa. If so, maybe you shecht the food pipe, but maybe in that place there was a hole before you shechted. And now that you shechted right through that hole, you can't tell, so I could eat from the shechita. Elolav isn't the answer, mishum d'amin, because we always say, zil basaroyv, you have a right to go basaruba. And rove animals are not treifas, you have a right to go basaroyv. So who is another proof we go basaroyv? Omer Rav Ashavashi says, I'm Rista, Lishmaita Kaimad Rav Kana. I said over this, a lot in front of a Kahana. The Yamla and some say, Rav Kana said over Kaimad Rav Simi, in front of Rav Simi. The Yamla said like this, the Duma may be Heichi di Efsha Efsha, but Heichi the Loyefsha Loyefsha. I mean to say true, you're bringing me proofs here, you go bust a rave. But maybe that's only where it's not possible to check it out any other way, then you say Mechan rave. But in the cases maybe we have to, you could check out something, then who said you have a right to be Samech on Roiv? Maybe you have to check it out. In other words, by Katan Uktan over there, how do we let them live together? It's possible to wait until they become bigger and see if he's a Saurus or see if she's an Alanis. So there, we could be checked out later. How do you know to be Samech on Roiv now? Let's wait and check it out later. Zedekhlam, all these cases here where there's no way to check it out. Where there's no way to check it out, then true maybe you go bus arrive. But maybe Heichid the Yeshu, it's possible to check it out, maybe you have no right to be Samech and Rav now. We should not let the Katan and Katana have Yibum and live together. Let's be afraid maybe later on in life we'll find out really one's a Saros or an idleness. So you shouldn't be Samech and Rav. The Mura says, the Yivlo Tem Rach, not going to say this type of a Svaro, a Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir Shita, the Chayishlim Yuta. Ramei Shitru is always Chayishlam Yutoy. He said this Kotan Ketana, they cannot live together. Because we have to be afraid, maybe one will be not able to have children. If so, Hochinamid Leocha Bisra. So, according to Ramei Shitru, he holds you Chayishlam Yutoy. That you don't go Basarayv. You want to tell me then true you can't eat meat? According to Ramei, you should never be able to eat from a Shchita. Every Shchita, let's be afraid, Yutoy. Maybe there was a neck of there, the Mokam Ashchita, and it's also teach from the meat. But the more of a chitayim, maybe hachinam is like a true. What do you want to say a proof then? That pshas according to a meyah, we're chashim lamyuta when you can wait and check it out later. But in the case where you can't check it out later, and a chanami, then taka was samichan roiv. So one says, no, maybe not. Maybe taki not samichan roiv according to a meyah. And maybe taka can't eat meat. According to a meyah, maybe you can't eat meat. So one says, that's not mistabrim. So, pesach the kotch shemaik lameyma. And we know the Torah tells you to eat. Kotchim, the Torah tells you to eat a korban pesach. So, therefore, you see, you'll not eat the meat.